Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, June 10th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. This vote for union representation in the National Mediation Board representation election is one of the most important votes of our careers. Please don't waste your vote by not participating or forgetting to vote. By now, you should have already received your voting instructions. Please take the 2 minutes necessary and cast a strong vote for the Association of Flight Attendants. If you've not yet received your voting instructions, which include your VIN and PIN, please go to our website to start the process of obtaining your duplicate voting instruction request. Once you've received your voting instructions, you may vote by either personal computer or telephone. When using the telephone option, please listen to all the prompts to make sure you are choosing the correct union, the Association of Flight Attendants, which is the second option, before you confirm your vote. For clear voting instructions, please go to www.unitedafa.org or www.yourafa.org. Let's send a strong message to management that we are tired of waiting for them to step up to the plate in our current Section 6 negotiations. We want them to participate in helping us to build a strong airline with happy workers. If you want to hear flight attendants celebrating their vote, you can do so at the yourafa.org website. Vote today. Vote AFA. AFA has a seniority merger policy in black and white that protects every flight attendant's bidding seniority. Our policy is proven. The IAM has changed its story on seniority 3 times, and there is no policy within their union. Seniority stays with us the rest of our careers. We can't put our future in the hands of a verbal promise that's constantly changing. On February 24th in Houston, IAM Grand Lodge General Vice President Robert Roche told flight attendants, "The union alone does not get to make the list. The company has to be a part of that process. They have all of the information. They are part of all this stuff together. They have to agree to the list as well." AFA's policy says management only gets the list when we have ratified a single contract. The policy is in our AFA Constitution and bylaws under Merger Policy and Related Employee Protective Provisions. The policy provides that every flight attendant retains her or his scheduled bidding seniority. This is commonly referred to as date of hire seniority. The entire process is implemented by elected flight attendant representatives from each group to ensure any discrepancies in seniority determination at each airline are resolved in a consistent manner on the combined list. Throughout the history of airline mergers, groups of workers have been treated differently. Court decisions and seniority arbitration awards, even when referred to as fair and equitable seniority integration, rarely leave anyone with the feeling of being treated fairly or equitably. A recent example is the arbitrator's decision in the case of the U.S. Airways pilots. That arbitrator decided fair and equitable meant many U.S. Airways pilots should lose seniority and go to the bottom of the combined list when merging with the former America West pilots. And 5 years later, the dispute is still holding up in-flight merger operations. AFA has not always had the seniority merger protections we have today. In some mergers, flight attendants spent the majority of time fighting with each other over seniority, only to end up unhappy with the final results anyway. These corporate transactions were dividing us against ourselves at precisely the time we needed to be working together for the best conditions for flight attendants. We knew something had to be done. Since AFA established the current procedures for seniority merger, with the protection of each flight attendant's seniority, AFA members have had certainty in what can be very unsettling and very uncertain times. AFA has implemented the policy successfully over a dozen times. The next time you hear a rumor and think, "Oh, that's awful," you should stop right there, because then you know it's not true. Don't let the election noise stand in the way of positive change. If you still have any questions, contact us at 1-800-DEAR-AFA, option *411. We encourage you to ask them and then cast an enthusiastic vote for AFA. You can have more. You can be proud of your union membership. AFA is a professional union, and it's also a union that cares about you and the professional work you do every day. We've seen hundreds of false claims about AFA that would make anyone unsure what to believe. Some of it is truly unbelievable. You shouldn't have to worry one more minute when there's so much good we can accomplish together. Again, please ask questions and get the facts so you can contribute to a commanding margin of victory for AFA and we can be unified in our message to management. We look forward to contributing and sharing in the rewards of a successful United Airlines. We are excited for our future together, and we can't wait to welcome Continental and Continental Micronesia flight attendants as full partners in our union. On Wednesday, the 2011 annual UAL shareholders meeting was held in the confines of the Education and Training Center in Elk Grove Village. As in years past, AFA joined with ALPA in picketing the meeting to voice our anger at the slow pace of negotiations. Photos and more information about the meeting can be found in the news area of our website. Our longtime advocate and friend, Mr. James Anderson, was in attendance and spoke on the workers' behalf, telling Mr. Smizek that every management continues to inform the shareholders that they are working expeditiously on the workers' contracts when that just isn't the case. Mr. Anderson asked our CEO why this continues to happen, to which Mr. Smizek responded with his usual list of excuses, the same ones he uses in every CEO forum. Union representation needs to be decided, contracts that are fair to the company and his co-workers, and the need to invest in other items besides employees. Well, Mr. Smizek, it's time for you to put your money, all $4,358,766, where your mouth is, and direct your negotiating team to get to work and conclude Section 6 negotiations for all of your workers if you truly believe in working together. The employees of United Airlines are definitely worth it. Each year, we advise members that paying dues in advance annually provides you with an option of a 10% reduction. In order to take advantage of this reduction in annual dues, you must prepay by June 30th, 2011. If you'd like to take advantage of this option, check www.unitedafa.org and scroll to the bottom of the homepage to find the 2011 annual dues article under Other Resources and Information. Monthly dues are currently $43 and they are deducted on the 16th of the month paycheck for the previous month's dues. Under the AFA Constitution and Bylaws and our merger agreement with CWA, 100% of our dues money is allocated to priorities and programs approved by the AFA Board of Directors or each of the directly elected local council presidents from all AFA airlines. Our dues are focused on the priorities set by flight attendants. This is not the case at the IAM. Continental flight attendants currently pay $55.71 each month in dues. The amount apportioned for flight attendant use and control is just $7.62. AFA members have been able to keep our dues lower and focused on issues important to flight attendants. This allows us to ensure we always have the best experts and resources available to advance our issues. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.